Live from the heartland and the crossroads of America, it's Tony Katz Today.
And so it begins. The eclipse is happening. Tony Katz Today. It's crazy cool. You could already see the moon getting into place. You can already see how that happens. And in about an hour from now, it will be a total eclipse.
Soon it will all be over.
Not just the eclipse, but all of humanity. Because that's clearly what it means, right? I mean, it's the end of times.
Run for your lives.
We gotta get out. Hold on. I have my glasses. I'm outside. I have my glasses. And I'm looking. And yeah, it's kind of incredible. It's not kind of incredible. It is very, very incredible. And I, for one, dig that people are into it. That they traveled, that they wanted to be a part of it. I don't know why people think it's weird or strange or silly. I had somebody put out, great, there's an eclipse, but Hamas is still holding hostages. I'm very aware that Hamas is holding hostages. I don't need to be reminded. This moment, this scientific celestial moment, however you want to describe it, doesn't change reality. But there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, check this out. Hey, let's go see it. Hey, let's take a moment and kind of enjoy ourselves. Maybe we'll go ourselves. Maybe we'll take a friend. Maybe we'll take the family. Reality hasn't changed. Nothing has changed in this regard. Nothing has changed about the historically bigoted nature of the political left. Nothing has changed regarding how disgusting and how despicable and how absolutely hateful the Biden administration is.
President Biden spoke a short while ago with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The leaders discussed the situation in Gaza. The president emphasized that the strikes on humanitarian workers and the overall humanitarian situation are unacceptable. He made clear the need for Israel to announce a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers.
Joe Biden is a child, and Anthony Blinken is a child. And we are a nation run by children who don't seem to understand that this is a war happening, and the terrorists have to be destroyed. You want to talk about starvation in Gaza. Cindy McCain, a wife of former Senator John McCain, running a food program, and we're soon to the point of irreversible famine in Gaza. No, we're not. That's a lie. Hamas surrenders, gives back the hostages. You'll have an easier time getting aid trucks in. But never mind the aid trucks, because they continue to be allowed in. You would actually have the aid get to the people if Hamas wasn't stealing it. But these filthy, disgusting terrorists who want to not only kill all the Israelis and the Jews, but want America done with next, they won't give the food to the people. But none of these bigots on a college campus think to say so. None of these bigots in the White House think to say so. I want to make sure that I am understood on this subject. I'm not interested in trying to find a level of understanding with people who don't understand that Hamas needs to go. Those people are wrong. We're not debating anything else. You know what I say to the aid workers? You put yourself in a very dangerous place. Why are you surprised that bad things happen? Well, Israel targeted these people. No, Israel made a mistake and owed up to it and said so. You know what Hamas did? Hamas took video of the women they raped and then shared it with the world. Hamas put out videos months afterwards with pictures of seven hostages, and they played a game. Guess which three are dead? That's what they put out to the Israelis. We're not talking about the same thing here. Sorry, Islamists. Sorry, you Hamas-supporting freaks out there on college campuses. You're supporting death and destruction. Israel says this happened, we did it, we're going to find out how we did it, and we apologize. That's different. There is a difference. The same people who say, look at how bloodthirsty the Israelis are. No discussion of what Hamas does to the people of Gaza. No discussion of what they've done to the hostages. As a matter of fact, they refuse to bring it up. You don't understand that this is a fight against colonialism. Colonialism? What the hell are you talking about, colonialism? Oh, that's right. That's the proof that what we are discussing here is not about Israel, but about Western civilization. What we are talking about here is the future of a society. This was Dearborn, Michigan. And I'm not going to be told I can't talk about Dearborn because they have a large Muslim population. Yes, they do have a large Muslim population. And some within that large Muslim population gather, and they gather to chant not just death to Israel.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
They're now chanting death to America and praising the Ayatollah. This Day of Quds, they call it Jerusalem Day. And it's the Ayatollah reminding Iran, we should really kill all them Jews. That's what he's doing. And it continues.
Malcolm X said, and I quote, we live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth.
He's talking about you. Now, I'm not yelling at you for a second. I want to direct this to all the liberal white women who are terrible. He's talking about you and your daughters and your sons and your husbands and your ex-husband and your parents and your uncle. He's talking about you. And Joe Biden seems to support the idea that Hamas has a point. You're going to vote for that guy again? Oh, of course you are, because abortion. Do you ever ask yourself how ridiculous you sound, liberal white women? Because the answer is, you sound ridiculous.
And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant death to Israel has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
And now it's, they're of course chanting death to Israel. It doesn't end with Israel. Funny, I know a guy who's been saying that from the beginning. You know, I'm not alone though. We've been saying that from the beginning. We understood from the beginning what this is about and what the end goal is. And here is this guy in Dearborn, Michigan, saying that America should be upended. What a schmuck. It's clear that we have a better society than anything Hamas could put together. It's clear that we have a better society than anything that has happened in Gaza up till now. We've seen how the people of Gaza vote, still supporting this madness of Hamas. And we let people speak freely. We are not stoning women who, get uppity. We don't kill the gay people. Clearly we're better. And this guy, with a crowd cheering for him, wants to upend it. Because America dare support a democracy? He doesn't believe Israel should exist, and he doesn't believe America should exist, which means he doesn't believe you should exist.
Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project.
Evil settler colonialist project. This was another guy speaking at this event. You've heard this kind of language before. And it's important that you recognize that this is the language of college student left. This is the language of Marxism. So no longer can we be engaged in the idea that somehow there is something moral to their argument, that there is something justified to their argument, that there is something specifically Israel-focused to their argument. The college student may not be de facto an anti-Semite, but the college student joining into these ideas and thinking that Hamas has a point is indeed a Marxist, because what they see is the system being so damaging, as opposed to the system of Hamas, which they somehow see as, what, acceptable? Have they ever asked themselves, if Hamas was victorious, would they stop? If Hamas was victorious in destroying Israel, would they all of a sudden say, okay, now let's have elections? Do you know how ignorant one has to be to think that? Wait, it gets weirder. I'm telling you, they've never thought about it. They've never once thought about it. In Bloomington, Indiana, the home of Indiana University, the city council there just voted to approve a ceasefire resolution. Did I mention that liberal white women are the worst? Because Bloomington, Indiana, just like name your college city, is lousy with liberal white women who do not even think of their best interests. They're too busy feeling. A ceasefire resolution that is non-binding, that doesn't do anything, is the city, just like many other cities, saying it doesn't matter what Hamas did, Israel bad. These children are suffering. These children are suffering. Let's end Hamas. They'll stop suffering. If Hamas is gone, they'll stop suffering. This is so easy for the rest of us to understand. You realize how sick, twisted, deluded, backwards, wrong, and intentional the progressive is. Because Israel is nothing more than a stepping stone to going after the United States writ large, to going after Western civilization, to putting an end to what allows us to be free and has created the prosperity that we enjoy. Look what capitalism has done. I have. It's pretty awesome. Well, what about people left behind? Oh, you think that somehow we could equalize the outcomes to a positive? Well, clearly you've never read a book, because it's never happened. Your Marxism, nay socialism, nay communism, nay this totalitarianism that you support will never lift people up. People are always pushed down. Stalin wanted us to believe that he solved all the world's problems, and look at all the grain and all the wheat, and look at how we're thriving. And what was it, Charles Durante, New York Times editor, the man in Moscow. How great a system, wonderful a system, except, of course, there was famine in the Ukraine and they were starving these people to death while they took their wheat. But don't worry, as the movie Mr. Jones well explains, at least the uber wealthy in charge, or at least those in charge in Moscow, were able to have plenty of orgies. People starved to death all across Ukraine. While Durante and the New York Times pushed this lie that somehow this great communist model was the future. No history book has ever shown communism, socialism to be the future. But all of the language of trying to tear down capitalism always involves this settler colonial nonsense mishigas. And now, co-opted by the Islamists. Because whatever works, whatever you can grab, whatever you can get, whatever you can do, they're willing to do. As far as I see it, the people of Dearborn have a lot to explain. And I feel for Muslim Americans who don't want any part of this, they're not down for this. But congratulations, this is back. This is back. This conversation is back. What exactly are people saying? What exactly are they supporting? And what does a free and thinking nation do about it? So let me start, of course, with the ever popular baseline. Israel has the right to exist, and Israel has the right to defend itself. I'm a Zionist. I apologize for nothing. You might be a Zionist, too. Okay. You're not a Zionist, but you don't think that this is right. Okay as well. It's a war. And Hamas picked the battle, and Hamas picked the battlefield. And Israel is moving its troops out of Khan Yunis so they can make this final push on Rafah. It's going to happen. And when Hamas is destroyed, then we can get working on making things better. I'm Tony Katz. We have passed first contact, people. Once in your life, you find her. You gotta let the music play. Corbin is in for producer Jason. You can bring it down a little bit. We'll bring it up at the appropriate time. Tony Katz today. The eclipse, at least for us, has begun. And if you've got the glasses, you can see. There is the moon slowly making its way. Or is it the sun making its way? And it's, I'm not sure which one. They're both moving. Turn it up. So, first contact, Tony Katz today, is when the edge of the moon first touches the edge of the sun, or at least to us looks like it's touching. That's called first contact. Second contact is the moment the edge of the moon covers the sun. Then there is what's known as maximum eclipse, when the sun is its most hidden. When the moon starts moving again and starts hitting the other edge, the other edge of the sun, that is third contact. And then when the moon finally disappears from the view of the sun, that is known as fourth contact. So first contact has happened, just as I predicted, and we are now waiting. So far, look, I'm outside. I'm doing the show outside. The sun is still shining. The birds have not freaked out, right? The animals have not gone crazy. Nowhere have I seen a bear go, what the heck is going on here? Nothing. Nothing like that. Right now, it's all just calm. But don't worry. It's very clear that the end is coming. And that might have nothing to do with the eclipse. This is Tony Katz Today. There is a tomorrow. The sun may come out tomorrow. But the eclipse for many of us is happening right now. I'm outside. The eclipse is happening. And if you're wearing the glasses, it really is. It's incredible how absolutely clear it is. If you're not wearing the glasses, you don't know anything's happening. You have absolutely no clue. If you're wearing the glasses, you can see the moon there. You can see it chipping in. And it's very cool. But as we know, the eclipse means the end of times.
We're all going to die.
And there's only one thing to say.
Damn you, Taylor Swift.
She ruins everything. Tony Katz. Tony Katz Today. Good to be with you. Good to be here. 833-468-8669. 833-468-8669. Got Tony. I hope you're enjoying it. I mean, we're talking about the moon in front of the sun. If you're confused,
the big yellow one's the sun.
It's really important that you know that. A lot of people commenting, of course, on the eclipse, including former President Trump.
I do the best eclipses. My eclipses are far better, far safer. Make eclipses great again.
So nothing changes. I debated not telling people that I did that with AI. I debated like never mentioning it and just see if there was some level of viral possibility. Can you believe what Donald Trump said about eclipses? Oh, what an egomaniac. He does better eclipses. He doesn't know any. Because, you know, people are nuts. But if you want to talk about the all-time crazy, now this just happened. I haven't had the full chance to listen to this. We're going to do this together. This right here is The View.
Remain calm. All is well.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's always ridiculous. And anytime you hear from Sonny Hostin,
you're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess it could get to be a thing. Please, it's an eclipse. It's no reason not to use show tunes. So here it is. Your moment of, dear Lord, what is happening? Just proof that the end of civilization is nigh. Oh, let's hear it together.
So what's kind of crazy is with the earthquake on Friday and then the eclipse today, people are having all sorts of conspiracies about the end of the world. And then I read online that the earthquake epicenter was actually at Bedminster in New Jersey.
Right.
Fun fact. So it originated with Trump.
I have to say, I know, right? I mean, I have to say, Karen Dupiche, our wonderful makeup artist, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. Ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although I love the first time in
No. Just for the sake of clarity, the cicadas are coming, and it's actually known as a double brood. We talked about it on the show. You have this moment because cicadas, like, they'll come every 13 years, they'll come every 17 years. Right now, they are busy sleeping underground, and then before you know it, they will come out and try to feed on you. Wait, hold on. This just in from my science center. That is not how it works. They don't actually feed on you yet. But there is this double brood, and yes, there was the earthquake. It was a 4.8 that had its epicenter in New Jersey. And then it had a 4.0 aftershock near Philly, that's pretty rare. That doesn't happen. And you had Marjorie Taylor Greene put out this, what was it that, this was, not only was it the proof of end times, but this was about Jesus? Was that it? Here it is. I knew I had it. I just had to grab it. God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses. And many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. I'm not here to tell you that you can't be a religious person or you shouldn't be a religious person. And I'm not here to tell you that if you're somebody who sees these things as signs, that you can't. I'm telling you that that's not reality. And I'm willing to take the fight on. This is a foolhardy thing that Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say here. Do you think I needed an eclipse or an earthquake to know that stuff is messed up? I think it was a foolhardy thing to say. And before you get all on my case, bring back Sonny Hostin.
There's two different kinds of cicadas. Two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better. But
I would say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or
going
Earth
on.
Returning.
Earthquakes and eclipses brought on by climate change. Cicadas brought on by climate change. I'm sorry. We're all just nuts. At that moment, someone from ABC should have turned to somebody else at ABC and said, you know what? Canceling the show sounds like a really good idea. You're right. Do you know how insane you have to be? First, Sonny Hostin is a bigot. Sonny Hostin is dumb. Wait, do I want to use dumb or stupid? Hold on. God forbid we use the wrong word. Stupid. In a state of stupor, having the faculties deadened or dulled, stupefied, either permanently or temporarily benumbed. Also, lacking ordinary activity of mind, dull in ideas or expression, slow-witted, obtuse, crass. Okay, my mistake. She's stupid. Sonny Hostin is stupid. And for those of you who know me, been around the show for a while, you know I don't use dumb or stupid on the show often. Dumb and stupid, are low ways to describe things. And what they do is they end conversation. Because once you say something like that, there is no interest in an intellectual exploration or a rational exploration. There's no need to. It's done. It's over. A lack of intelligence, understanding, reason, or wit, an inability to learn, it may be innate, assumed, or reactive. That's Sonny Hostin. Doesn't matter what she says. She's stupid. It is okay to say so. Because to say so is to recognize also that there are smart people. The problem is we take smart people, we call them experts, and then we decide that our own rational mind cannot be utilized. The experts told us that we should be 6 feet apart from each other because of COVID. But they lied. There was no science at all to the idea of 6 feet of separation. 6 degrees of separation, Kevin Bacon proved that. There was no science to 6 feet of separation, ever. They said it anyway. We wanted to ask the question of whether or not SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, came from a lab, specifically the Wuhan Virology Lab, where they were working gain-of-function research, which was how do you manipulate coronaviruses in bats? We got told we weren't allowed to have that conversation. The experts told us, how dare you? And then, of course, the low minds told us that we were bigots. But we weren't bigots. It was what was happening. Now, I don't have the definitive proof that it came from a lab. But if you're asking me if I'm willing to bet my house on it, the answer is yes. Someone tell my wife to pack. You know, just in case. And you know what she'll say? It came from a lab. I don't have to pack anything. You can pack if you want. I'm okay with the bet. And so are you. What is it like to be part of a cult? What is it like to be part of an ideology that demands such levels of fanaticism and purity that earthquakes, that is the movement of tectonic plates, because our planet is constantly moving and shifting, can be thought of as coming from climate change. Do you think the sun cares? First of all, how ridiculous am I saying something like the sun cares? But do you think the sun...
My God, the sun.
What is it, Simon?
A large fiery ball at the center of our solar system, but that's not important now.
Do you think the sun cares about our climate change? Do you think it matters to whether or not the moon continues in its orbit, the sun on its trajectory? That's insane! Well, Earth has higher carbon emissions, so therefore, the moon and the sun won't cross paths. That is stupid. And it's okay to say. Do I put Marjorie Taylor Greene in that same category for her commentary about God? God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses and many more things to come. I pray that our country listens. I don't know what she means about many more things to come. I think someone should ask her that. No, I don't think that this is God telling us to repent. As a matter of fact, I think that is something that is said that is flippant, that is glib, that is unnecessary, that is foolhardy. But I do think that there are people who are religious who see things happening in the world and do take it as a sign. I don't think that it's accurate. I don't think that it's helpful. And I would argue that there are many more signs that one could look at. They're not even signs so much in terms of what we see as an issue, having nothing to do with whether or not you believe in God or whether or not you ascribe to any religion. We see these problems all the time. I live in a country that thinks children can choose to physically mutilate themselves under the guise of what is called gender-affirming care. I didn't need an earthquake. I saw that. I saw professors wanting to prove the amount of racism in the world, so they created a noose and planted it in their own offices. I watched Jussie Smollett claim to be attacked in Chicago by guys wearing MAGA hats carrying Subway subs or whatever it was. No, wait, he had the sub. It doesn't matter. I've seen it. I have heard Representative Ocasio-Cortez say we don't need more beds at the border because that in and of itself would be a sign that somehow we should have a border. I watch those who are tasked with running the schools tell us that we can't open the schools because everybody will die of COVID when the schools were the safer places. I watched people wrap themselves in bubble wrap not to get sick. I watched 80-year-old men allow some nursing home to tell them they couldn't be with their 80-year-old wife as she breathed her last breath because COVID. I didn't need an earthquake. I didn't need an eclipse. Eclipses happen because the world keeps spinning. Because the universe keeps moving. Earthquakes happen because the earth is actually moving. Cicadas come every 17 years or every 13 years, and Whoopi Goldberg got it wrong. This is just a confluence of both of those timings. Because that's how they go. That's how they come out of the ground. That's how it is. It's why a human being takes 9 months to gestate, but an elephant takes like 2.5 years. Hold on, it's 18 months. It's something like that. it's okay to recognize that some ideas are bad ideas and some people are stupid. Never mind that Sonny Hostin is a bigot. Sonny Hostin is stupid. And why ABC allows this, well, that's just beyond understanding. Meanwhile, it's starting to get dark outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. It's not as bright as it was. The eclipse is here. And if you want to say the eclipse is a sign of Sonny Hostin being stupid, I can go with that. This is Tony Katz today.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
So for those of us in central Indiana, so I'm outside doing the show. I've been outside this whole time. It is weird. It's not sunset. It's just darker. And the glasses work. It's stunning. People that were out there selling fake glasses, some people are terrible. Tony Katz today. And so the moon right now for us, everybody's a little bit different, is getting close to that place where it's fully covered and you have this total eclipse. It is super weird, but I people were discussing that the animals would freak out and everything else. I will admit to you, there were birds all over the place. I still hear one or two. I don't know if you can hear them. I still hear one or two, but I don't see them. There were more of them out earlier. Like, do they all of a sudden say, oh, it's night, I go to bed, and then like 5 minutes later when the sun comes back out, do they freak? Right? I don't see dogs running for cover or anything like that. But it's fascinating. I only hope people are having fun with this and enjoying it. I dig the people who are like, come on, kids. We're going to go drive to see this thing happen. Good. I don't think it's something to be like, oh, people are ridiculous, or I can't believe people skip school for this. Have we seen what schools are like? Skip schools for a lot of reasons. Skipping school is okay. And for this, for an eclipse? Sure. Absolutely. My God, have some fun. Find everything at TonyKatz.com, TonyKatz. Instagram, Tony Katz, and of course, ex-Tony Katz. I'll catch you tomorrow, everyone. Take care. If you live through this.